Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
It's the
Oh my
Candy Awards 2025.
God.
I can't
Oh, this is the end of season four. That's wild.
I know, I can't believe it. I
We've
feel like we
done.
just started.
Yeah, this is wild. Time is weird.
It really is.
Here we are.
I don't like it.
This is the fourth time we're doing this. That's crazy. It's not any easier either
No.
because I made my life hard. Okay. In our timeline, it's October 16th, and in y'all's timeline, it is October 24th. Last
Woohoo!
regular episode of the season.
We will see you guys maybe before the end of the year, but then we're going to take a little break until
Yeah.
after the holidays.
Don't talk to me.
No, I'm being napping.
I'm
We're just going
already
to be
tired.
napping.
It's tired. We're tired. It's been a year. I guess we do we do anything special? I think we just go into it, right? All
I think
right.
we get into
We'll
it.
just start. We'll just jump right in with
All
our
right.
Okay, I copied my list from the screenshot you sent me because apparently I lost my list somehow.
My list from last year is gone too,
I
but
have
2023 was there.
no idea what happened. It is missing. I've searched everywhere. I've searched multiple different email inboxes, multiple different notes. Like, I don't know where it went. So here we are. At least our lists match. All right, so we will start with Cliffhanger of the Year. Give me your three nominees and then the winner.
My nominees are Every Spiral of Fate by Taha Damafi, Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros, and Accomplice to the Villain by Hannah Nicole Mayer.
Good ones, good choices.
And the award has to go to Every Spiral of Fate by Taha Damafi. I Am Who I Am.
I
It
am
would have been
shocked.
Watch Me if there had been more Aaron Warner in
I'm
it.
shocked at this revelation. Never would have guessed it myself.
Right, what about you?
Okay, I my nominees are, and I will preface this by I did reread some books this year because I needed to reread before I read the next books because this thing here doesn't work. Right
No,
here, it doesn't work.
with you.
So my nominees are, and I put these in alphabetical order so that I wouldn't like accidentally, because I tended to do that. So, Four Ruined Realms by Mai Corlin, Legendborn by Tracy Dion, and The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis. Yeah, you want to know which one hurt the most? The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis. That bitch. Ugh.
She's such a whore.
So rude. That ending. What the fuck?
I don't know. What's wrong with her? What's going on in that head of hers?
Oh man.
Side note, if I just start shaking, it's because I have a 40-pound dog running up underneath my table that I work on. So
Your
I'm not
dogs
like
are.
spazzing. It's just that he's crazy. Okay, tell me, let's talk about your sequel of the year.
Okay. My sequel of the year, the nominees are Accomplice to the Villain by Hannah Nicole Mayer, Oathbound by Tracy Dion, and The Whispering Knight by Susan Dennard. And the award goes to Accomplice to the Villain by Hannah Nicole Mayer. I mean, she just keeps getting better.
I know.
Like, she's killing it. I love it. It's amazing. All right, tell me yours.
My nominees are Acolyte by Stephanie Fisher, Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros, and Enchantra by Kaylee Smith. Wait, yeah, I didn't say that yet. I got lost on my spreadsheet. And I have to give it to Onyx Storm because, that was a lot. That was a lot. We
That's
went through a
fair.
lot.
Yeah, that's true. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Very fair. Very fair. I will also say that we had a debate about sequel when we were
We
doing this.
did. I don't know that
It
it was a debate because we
wasn't
both
a debate.
agreed.
It was no, not a debate. It was just like a clarification. Like, wait, what
Yeah.
exactly is a sequel? Like, is a third book a sequel? And I mean, a sequel is just a continuation of a story.
Yeah.
So whether or not it's the third book or the second book, the third book's
It's
continuing a
still a
story of the
sequel.
second. Yeah, so
Yeah.
it's a sequel to something. It might not be, the second book in a series, but it's still a sequel.
Yeah, for
So,
sure.
but I thought that was really
It
funny. Because
counts.
I think we were both like on the same page, and then we both second-guessed ourselves so
Yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
It was funny. I
I
thought it was funny.
mean, that's normal for
That is
us.
us. That is us. Okay, tell me your ship of the year.
All right. We're gonna either go with Juliet and Aaron from Watch Me by Taha Damafi, Zayden and Violet from Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros, or Matilda and Vincent from Wild Reverence by Rebecca Ross.
Oof.
I'm gonna give it to Matilda and Vincent from Wild Reverence because I ship Aaron Warner with me. That was a trick question.
That's funny.
What about you?
Okay, my nominees are Vivi and Rowan from Enchantra by Kaylee Smith, Vicky and Az from Hopelessly T-Voted by Audrey Goldberg Ruoff, and Lou and Henry from The Heartbreak Hotel by Ellen O'Clover. And the award goes to Vicky and Az from Hopelessly T-Voted. I mean, listen, they can't touch the
Ugh.
yearning. Like,
It's probably next level.
it's insane. It's insane because it's like it's one thing if they can't touch and they weren't even like trying to be a couple, but like
Yeah.
they literally were like getting hot and heavy and then found out they could no longer touch and then could not touch for
Torture.
oh,
Torture.
the yearning. I can't say anything else. Like the best, amazing,
Do you
fantastic.
remember that dog I was just complaining about running under my table?
Yeah, what's he doing now?
Now he's on my desk. Get down! It's like having a baby raptor for real. Oh my God, and now he's trying to come up in my lap.
Your life is
Jesus,
wild.
dude. There's so many dogs, they're everywhere.
So many dogs.
Okay, tell me about your side character of the year.
Okay, my side characters. I pick Jolly from The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis, Kenji Kishimoto from Watch Me by Taha Mafi, and May from The Heartbreak Hotel by Ellen O'Clover. This was so hard because Jolly is basically just Kenji in a different font.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like it's
It's Kenji.
Kenji. It's Kenji. Like it's Kenji. Like
I don't blame
Kenji.
you for, and you're gonna laugh when we get to
Like Kenji, my love.
I know. I'm
All
with you.
right.
Literally.
But like yeah, like it's just Kenji in a different font. So we gotta go with the original.
Yes, exactly.
All right. What about you?
All right, I went with Bade from Wild Reverence by Rebecca Rush. Rush Ross? I can't talk today. Kenji Kishimoto from Watch Me by Taha Damafi, or Bartholomew from The Night and the Moth by Rachel Gillig. And I went with Kenji Kishimoto. You can't not pick Kenji. If you
You
read
can't.
Kenji this year,
Like, I.
it has
There's.
to be
It's
Kenji.
Kenji. Like, it's Kenji. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
100%. All right. We're moving on. Main character
Oh,
of the year.
I need a sneeze break. God,
My
I'm
God.
falling apart. Okay. Best main character of the year. The nominees are Dan from Dan and Green Gables by Ray Terceiro, Matilda from Wild Reverence by Rebecca Ross, and Sybil Delling from The Night and the Moth by Rachel Gillig. And I went with Matilda because she is so freaking cool. She's soft, but she's tough. She does not, I don't know, she's not scared. I don't know. I love her.
Love.
I love her.
I really need to read it.
It's
looks
so
like
good.
it's sitting there waiting for me, and I'm just like, okay, I have time soon. I have time
Soon.
soon.
This is the season to read it.
Yeah, I feel
Rebecca
like
Ross feels like you got to read her in the autumn or the spring, I guess. Spring would be okay.
I feel like Rebecca Ross is just like a very cozy season kind of
Yes.
read, and this is the cozy season. So
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
exactly. Okay, tell me yours.
Okay, the nominees are Haymitch Abernathy from Sunrise on the Reaping,
Oh.
Avery Grahams from the
Oh.
Inheritance Games series, and Vera Wong from Vera Wong's Guide to Snooping on a
How
Dead
do you
Man.
pick?
It's hard because they're all fantastic, but the award has to go to my fictional granny, Vera
Yeah.
Wong. Like, that's my granny. I can't say no to her.
No,
She
you
would
can't.
bully me into it, honestly. Like, so I kind of have to.
Yeah, she'd be like, wait a second.
What
You
do you
didn't
mean, not
choose
me?
me?
Not me? No. That's silly. She probably came in here and changed things for me.
Yeah, she's
She
like,
would.
hey, Mitch, yeah, his story's really sad.
But
Next.
have you met me? Oh man.
okay. Best villain or antagonist of the year.
Okay. This one was hard for me
Me
because
too.
I read a lot and I forgot a lot of things. So I went
Yeah.
through a list. Okay. But my nominees are Raiden Pengrave from The Living and the Dead. He might not be a villain? Question mark.
Yeah.
He is antagonistic though, so.
Yeah.
The killer from You Are Fatally Invited. I can't say who it is,
Yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
But that person. And I think it's pronounced Edwin from the Witchland series by Susan Dennard. He is very much like I wouldn't say he's a villain. I think he's very much an antagonist to our like two main characters. When it starts out, I'll say that.
Oh.
Maybe. However, my award goes to the killer in You Are Fatally Invited
Yeah, that was a
by
good
Eddie
one.
Pliego. It's just so, like, I could not figure it out. It was so unexpected. I was like, snaps, girl. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for real.
It
That was
was
a good
great.
one.
All right, what about you?
Okay. Nominee number one are the is the pigs in Animal Farm by George Orwell, because real
Yeah, that's valid.
real.
That is so fair. So fair.
I can't say the name because it's a major spoiler, but the villain from The Night and the Moth by Rachel Gillig, because it's upsetting
Okay,
and
yeah.
surprising. And then La Segua from These Vengeful Wishes by Vanessa Montalbán. I don't know that La Segua is
Oh,
not exactly a villain,
no,
but
but
the vibe,
I think
the
people
spook
like,
vibe.
yeah, I think people in the story think of her as the villain.
Right. So
And
I
yeah,
included her.
no, that's a good, those are good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm gonna give the award to the villain from The Night and the Moth, because it was like
Yeah.
clutch your pearls and you're like, what?
Oh, that sounds like it's gonna
Yeah.
hurt.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Oh
Not gonna
boy.
lie.
All right. All right. Well done. Who's next? Oh, it's me. Okay. Next up, fictional boyfriend of the year.
Okay.
I have no idea where this is gonna go.
All right. The nominees are Con Vagor from When the Moon Hatched by Sarah A. Parker. I forgot that he existed until I was going back through my spreadsheet. And then I want to say, like, he calls her his moonbeam. I'm sorry. What? Sky Emrys from Shardless by Stephanie Fisher. Or Erin Warner by Taha Damafi. I read Erin Warner this year. Okay. Do we have to even try? We're gonna stop here.
I
Like,
can't imagine who you would have chosen. I
that's
have no
Erin
idea.
Warner. I'll just hold up my tattoo.
I love
What
it.
about you?
I picked, my nominees are Selwyn Cain from the Legendborn series,
Oh, good one.
Peeta Mellark from the Hunger Games series,
Fuck. Fuck.
and Ethan Forrester from I Wish You Would by Ava DeLaurier. Eva, Ava DeLaurier. Sorry, I forgot for a second how she pronounces her name. But of course, it's PETA.
I was gonna log out if you
It's
said anybody.
PETA. I'm sorry, it's always PETA. Like, if I've read PETA Mallarck, he's probably my fictional boyfriend of the year. I'm sorry.
I saw,
But.
I think I don't know if you saw it yet. I sent you a video of people at a Hozier concert. He's singing Francesca, where it talks about if someone asked me at the end, I'd tell him put me back in and I would do it again. And they're watching like a montage in the crowd. There's somebody's got their phone and they're watching a montage of just PETA. Why would you remind me of this? Because I always think of Sam Cortland when I listen to Francesca. It is so PETA coded too, though.
Oh, my
It's more
baby.
Sam coded because of reasons, but
Lupita.
oh,
I love PETA.
that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, arc of the year.
Okay. My nominees are Queen of Faces by Petra Lord, The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis, and You Are Fatally Invited by Andy Pliego. And my award goes to Queen of Faces by Petra Lord. It just took me completely by surprise. Like, it wasn't on my radar at all, and then I received it, and then I read it, and I went, this is like my new personality, like this book. I loved it. So, yes, Queen of Faces by Petra Lord. Everybody go pick it up. It comes out in February. What about you?
Okay, my nominees are Shield of Sparrows by Devney Perry, The Fortune of Fractured Fate by Amber D. Lewis. I cannot believe I said that in one go
Good
without
job.
flubbing it.
There was a lot
Or,
of, yeah.
yeah, or Playing Flirty by Shameze Patel. I really liked that book.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. But I have to give it to Shield of Sparrows. But one, because like it was such a good story and the vibes, but I also was reading it on the way to see you and back.
That's
I read
true.
it on the plane.
That's
So I'm
true.
like, oh, it's got good memories
That's
attached to it
true.
too.
I
It went
like
to
that
Y'all
one.
West with me.
It did. It traveled. It traveled. That's fair.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. Okay, what about your debut of the year?
All right. The nominees are You Between the Lines by Katie Naiman, Pride or Die by C.L. Mont Blanc, or You Are Fatally Invited by Andy Pliego. And I'm going to give it to You Between the Lines by Katie Naiman because it's so like English teacher, English majory, and I was that for several years. So I
And
don't
the
know, it brought me
yearning.
back
Oh,
in the yearning.
the
Yes,
yearning.
yearning.
Oh, slay.
Yeah.
Okay, so my nominees are gonna fa sound quite familiar because I picked Queen of Faces by Petra Lord, The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis, and You Are Fatally Invited by Andy Pliego. It's the same list. They were all debuts. It's not my fault. They were good. The award goes to The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis.
You. Thanks, buddy.
I mean, I've read it multiple times. I just. And so many iterations. And I'm
I
just like,
know
yeah, that one.
that
I've dedicated a lot of time to you. You deserve an award.
What about your, this is gonna fix this problem for a minute. The Trad Pub Book of the Year.
Only fixes it a little bit.
No.
Okay, my nominees are Queen of Faces by Petra Lord, You Are Fatally Invited by Andy Pliego, and You Between the Lines by Katie Naiman. And I gave the award to You Are Fatally Invited by Andy Pliego. It is not like my regular genre. I do love like a kind of horror thriller mystery kind of thing.
Whodunit, yeah.
Yeah, like a whodunit, but I don't read them as often. But when I do, and it knocks it out of the park like this one did,
Yeah, you're like sold.
I got nothing else to say. It's so good. What
Very
about
nice.
you?
All right, my nominees are Wild Reverence by Rebecca Ross, Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins, and Watch Me by Tahereh Mafi. Obviously, it has to go to Watch Me by Tahereh Mafi. Aaron Warner was there, even if he wasn't there as much as I would have liked. And we're getting Aaron POV in the next book, but he was still present.
Very fair. All right, next up is self-published book of the year.
Okay, my nominees are Hope on the Other Side of Pain, Grief, Grace, and Ghosts by Shane Pittman, Almost Infamous by Sarah Ainsley, and The Fortune of Fractured Fate by Amber D. Lewis. Can that one count? I mean, I did read it, but it's going to be self-pub, but it's not out yet.
Well, you let me pick trad puck books that are not out yet.
Okay,
So,
sold. Okay.
we
The
did have this
award.
conversation.
Okay. I don't have a brain. My dog has been through a lot this week.
You're just your dog. You've been through a lot, okay?
Yeah, I'm running on fumes. My brain is not here.
Valid.
I'm going to give the award to Almost Infamous by Sarah Ainsley. It gave me all of my like early aughts emo kid going to the concerts every weekend vibes. There was a year when I was like 18 or 19 where I spent every weekend for a year at the Masquerade in Atlanta at some concert or other, and it gave me all of those feels, and I
I
loved it.
love it. Yay.
What about you?
Okay, so my nominees are Public Rivalry by Rebecca Kincaid, The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis, and Last Will and Testament by Dahlia Adler, which I had forgotten was self-published.
Ooh.
Yeah. So my self-pub book of the year is The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis.
You, buddy.
I just love them so
I
much. They're like my babies too.
know.
I'm biased, but I think they're
I
great.
paid her to say that. All right. Book of the year overall.
Right. Well, this list of nominees will sound familiar. Queen of Faces by Petra Lord. The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis, and You Are Fatally Invited by Andy Pliego. And this was really tough because these are all really great books, and it's very rude. Why did I read so many good books this year? Don't like it. I blame all of you. But the winner is The Living and the Dead by A.E. Purvis. Yay!
Good job.
Just the babies, my babies, the family. You got to
I
protect the
know.
family.
Gotta protect the fam.
All right, what about you, Book of the Year?
All right. We have the nominees are Wild Reverence by Rebecca Ross. What is the thumbs up from?
Apparently, Zoom wants to vote as well.
They liked Wild Reverence.
I guess so.
Every Spiral of Fate by Tahereh Mafi and Watch Me by Tahereh Mafi. And I'm actually going to give it to Every Spiral of Fate because, whoa, the things these characters go through, that cliffhanger, the yearning was off the charts.
Nobody writes yearning like Tahereh
Nobody on this
Mafi.
earth. So,
So
yeah,
good.
Every Spiral of Fate.
Love it.
Yay!
Yay.
That's the Candy Awards.
We did it. That was hard. Don't like it.
I'm gonna
Why
go take
do
a
we
nap
do
now.
this to
Bye.
ourselves? I know, right? All right. Well, that was the Candy Awards. This is the final regular season episode of the year. Season four, we're out. Oh my
That's
God.
a
We
wrap.
did it. That's a wrap. I'm proud of us.
Look at
It
us go.
was, it's been a year, man. It's been a year. But yeah. All right. I guess we're in announcements. Announcement time.
Yeah.
All right, we do have an announcement, even though it's the last episode of the season, because next week we will be giving y'all a little mini episode. We
Yeah.
got to sit down and chat with Abigail Owen again about the games, the not the games. The games is
The
the first one.
things, the
The
things.
Things, the Things, The Things Gods Break by Abigail Owen. It's so much fun talking to her. So stay tuned for that. That'll be next week on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yay! Perfect spooky season read. I was like, what am I trying to say? Words are hard. All right, let's close it out for the last time this year.
Aw,
Look at us go. All right, friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you're listening to us. Follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. Head over and subscribe to Patreon for early access to podcast episodes, full video episodes, and bonus content. It is shopping season, so head to our merch store, theincoherentfangirl.com/shop, and get some cute stuff for you and your loved ones. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that we're pretty, we'll accept all of
I'll
that
take it.
in our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. If you want to send us your picks for each of these categories, that'd be fun. I
Ooh,
would love
tell
to
us
read them.
your candy
Tell
award
us.
winners.
Yeah, do it. We love it. And of course, one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Please give us your
Give
words. You
us
know
those words.
how much we love them. Give us all the words. She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you followed us on social media and you follow the podcast on social media, you're gonna head over and do some more shopping and self-care by visiting our internet besties. First stop, you're going to get some artsy goodies from Here Comes the Nerd at herecomesthenerd.com. Use code FANGIRL and you'll get 20% off your first order.
Then you're going to head over to onceuponabookclub.com. You can use code Karen10 to get 10% off, but you have to spell Karen right, or we're going to make you choose between Jolly and Kenji, but you have to kill the one you don't choose.
That's so rude. Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
You better spell Karen right. That's all I
Sp
got to say.
spell my name right, 'cause that's painful. Oof. All right. Speaking of pain, you can head over and visit our friend Amber D. Lewis, who loves to inflict pain upon us.
Yeah, she does that.
AmberDLewis.com. You'll add 10 of everything to your cart. You'll use code FANGIRL10 and you'll get 10% off the 10 of everything, which mathematically means you've gotten one of everything for free. So
You're
you're welcome.
welcome. You're welcome. And last but not least, you can support my family, me and George and his dad. So you can follow my husband, the show husband. He's at Borna Josh on all the things. You can follow his paranormal investigation group at Searchers Believe. And you can go to searchersbelieve.com/shop, get some spooky merch designed by yours truly. They're also selling tickets to Searchers like meetups and events next year where you can do some paranormal investigating with them. You can follow at Searchers Podcast on all the things. That's the podcast that he and I do with our friend Shane. It's spooky and weird stuff. And last but not least, you're going to follow Stream Beacon TV on all the things. It's our streaming platform that is paranormal, horror, true crime content, paranormal mysteries, which is the reunion of the group from the Holzer Files, is airing now. A lot of cool things coming still, so you want to subscribe to that. If you go to streambeacontv.com and subscribe and you use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off your subscription. And that
Yay!
pays half my bills now, so
Please go
let's
do that.
subscribe to Beacon.
And
And
that
that's
was
the
the
Incoherent
Incoherent
Fangirl. That
Fangirl.
was 2025, you guys.
We'll see you in 2026.
Catch
That's
you on the flippity flip.
crazy. Season 5? Ah! I can't believe it. We love you.
We love
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.